Amen. But he's been here with me from the very beginning. Amen. And he does so much for this church, and I appreciate him so much. Amen. I want him to come and take his liberty tonight and feed God's people.
Can I get a praise the Lord, everybody? I'm about to do something that I've never done before in my entire life. I was just, you may be seated. I was preparing a message, loving the message. Reading through the message repeatedly. I probably have studied this message more than any other message I've ever studied. And don't you know, it's just like God. I come in tonight, I sat down, I read through it again, talked to the pastor a little bit, and I'm sitting up here a while ago, and God said, that's not what I want you to preach tonight. So, you're going to have to bear with me because I'm going to go where God told me to go. So, Brother Caleb, you can go ahead and take those scriptures down off of that monitor if you want to. There is now their God. But our God is in heaven. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, thy work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. A house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Do you notice the repetitiveness here that's going on? There is a shield that stands in front of us, and so many times we want to pick that battle. Brother Joe, we want to do it our way. We don't want to do it God's way. We have a mouth, and sometimes we speak when we should be silent. We have hands, and sometimes we work when we shouldn't. Sometimes we have ears. Well, we have ears, but sometimes we don't hear. And when we do hear, we don't hear what thus saith the Lord. We hear what thus saith me, because that's the way we want it to be. So many times we get away from trusting in the Lord, and we trust in ourselves. And right now there's so many people going through battles in this place that it's time to lay down the trust in yourself. It's time to lay down your self-trust and your self-will. It's time that you sell out to God. You surrender your will and let your will be God's will, because that's the will that's going to win anyways. So many times we get sidetracked and we want to take things into our own hands. We want to do things the way we want to do them. If I had my way about it, I'd be preaching an entirely different message to you right now. I promise you I would be. But I'm going to obey God tonight because I feel like people need to hear this. When you fear the Lord, you trust the Lord. And when you trust the Lord, God can do great things in your life. If you don't fear the Lord and you don't trust the Lord, then you make a mess of your life, and then we blame God for the mess. We turn around and say, God, why am I in this shape? Why am I in that shape? And when all reality comes down to it, we put ourselves in those conditions, and that's exactly what this is telling us tonight. We have a shield that we don't have to fight the battle. News break, folks, the battle's already won. God's already got victory. All we got to do is sit back and enjoy the fruits of the labor. When we sell out and we surrender to God and we allow God's will to become and manifested in our lives, we learn to control our tongue. We learn to control our minds. We learn to control our attitudes. We learn to be subject unto the ways of God. You know, when I was training on my job, I hit the ground running. Boy, I had it all figured out. I didn't know anything about my job whatsoever. I've never done warranty recovery for anything. And finally, my boss come to me one day, and she said, "You got to slow down and read the instructions." And you know what, Brother Teddy? I'm finding out if I don't slow down and read the instructions, I make a mess of things. Sometimes we are quick to run and shed innocent blood. Sometimes we are quick to talk when we should be silent. And sometimes we just sort of wait upon the Lord to lead us and guide us. When God says, "Hey, so-and-so needs prayer," please do not disobey God. If God says, "Sister Nicole needs prayer," go lay hands on Sister Nicole and pray with her. I'm sure the pastor will not have no objections to anything that we do that furthers the gospel in this place. If he sees you praying, trust me, he's going to go ahead and preach, and they're going to go ahead and sing. So you might as well get up and do the work of God right along with it and help to prosper the church. Because when we don't, we hinder the spirit. So therefore, we got a shield. We don't have to fight. And we don't have to worry about our back because God's got our back. You can't win from the enemy, Sister Angie, if you're facing backwards to him all the time and letting him ride you. If he's always on your back, you're never going to have a victory. So don't worry about the past. The past is the past. That's what's behind you, and that's what that means when it says let the past be the past. When you laid down the old man and you picked up your cross and you began to follow God and you started bearing other people's burdens and you started praying for other people, and you started feeling their pain, that's when you know you're beginning to sell out completely to the will of God. When God says, "Hit your knees and pray at 3 o'clock in the morning," do you get up out of your bed or do you lay there and go, "God, I'm pretty comfortable. Can I lay right here and pray?" No, that's not what he's telling you. I just read this to you right now. Get up and be active. Be proactive. Be willing to do what God wants you to do. I want to read a few verses to you again. It says, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He covered everybody with those few scriptures right there. The house of Israel is today's church. Whether you realize that or not, we are today's Israel. We shouldn't have to be fighting the same battles over and over again because we have the Lord that's already won the battles. We don't need to rehash old things in our life. When God said it's finished, he meant it was finished. When you come to the altar and you pray a sinner's repentance prayer and you laid it down at the altar, that was done. Don't pick it back up and don't reapply it to your life. When you know in your heart that God is going to do something because of your obedience, it makes you that more willing to be obedient. If I know that God's going to heal Brother Timmy of a situation, I'm going to be that much more obedient to go to Brother Timmy and pray for him. And I said that to say this. If I don't go to Brother Timmy, then Brother Don's going to get up and I'm going to be left out. And then when I'm hurting and I need somebody, Brother Joe, and I need somebody to pray for me, God's going, "Well, you remember when I sent you this way and you didn't go? Trust in the Lord. Sister Ton, just don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. The battle's already won. Sister Gail, don't worry about it. God's already got a plan, and you're not going to change the plan. It's going to be taken care of in God's manner." Amen. You know, a long time ago, I learned that stuff. I learned when I laid my only son to rest, God has a plan for everything in life. I was just telling Brother Basil about how we got our start in this place and how we got kicked off with my grandfather's obedience, which first was disobedience. And we shouldn't be a disobedient child. We should be able to know that when we lay our hands on somebody, when we come up here the other day and that prayer line was laying out through here, man, I'm telling you right now, if you didn't feel the word, if you didn't feel the power of God and the Holy Ghost in this place, there was something wrong with your salvation. Because I'm telling you right now, there was tongues being spoken, there was people being delivered. Now, whether those people accept their deliverance or whatever, that's on them. That's not on you, because we did what we were supposed to. See, so many times we look at it and go, "Well, the pastor didn't tell me that." Yeah, he did. You just wasn't listening. We just didn't listen. And now we got a victory that we're trying to win on our own, and we can't, Sister Ruby. We can't get past the bickering. We can't get past the backstabbing. We can't get past the fighting and the arguing. We can't get past all this stuff because we're hanging on to the past. Yeah. What happened in the past, it happened in the past. I'm ready for victories. I told my mom the other day, I said, Mom, you know what? I'm scared to backslide anymore. I am afraid that something's going to happen to cause me to backslide. So I don't do that no more. I don't lay up. I don't pick on the old man. I don't try to apply the old man. I get in my office sometimes and I turn on my Google. I got a little Google pod and say, hey, Google, play me some gospel music. And before I know it, I've closed 6 or 8 or 10 cases that day. And I'm going, wow, where did the day go? God can bring you peace that easily. It's just up to us to accept it. Right here, he's telling everybody. He's covering everybody in these scriptures right here saying, don't try to do it on your own. I got this. The only thing I need from you is praise. How many times have we heard it preached across this pulpit, and it's been hundreds of times, that these things were meant to do one thing, and that was praise the Lord. That's all they're meant to do. This was meant to do one thing. And guess what that was? Praise the Lord. This was meant to do one thing. And guess what that is? To praise the Lord. Did you see the repetition there? Therefore, all we are designed to do is to praise the Lord. Let God fight the battles. Let God take care of all the dirty work. He's good at it, folks. We don't have to get mingled in it. We don't have to doubt that God's going to do something. You know, I go back to so many times when I was younger. I used to watch as people would be in wheelchairs, and people would lay hands on them, Pastor John, and they would get up and walk, and they weren't supposed to be walking for 6 weeks, and next thing you know, they're running around the church and dancing, and they're going, what in the world? It's because they had faith, and they trusted in God, and God did what he said he was going to do. That very same man that I just told you about was wheeled into a morgue with a toe tag on his toe, and somebody had enough faith that they walked in and said, no, not so. They walked in, the man lived 25 years later. He got up and walked out of the morgue with the toe tag still on his toe. So don't tell me God don't have the victory. God's got the victory. God's already done it. All we got to do is be willing to take it and accept it and live with it. There's nothing better. I'm going to throw you a little sidebar here. My son and I, we worked on my hot water heater Saturday. And there sits my son. You can ask him. The first time ever we worked on something together and we didn't have an argument over it. I'm being honest with you. I'm being real with you. I'm a perfectionist. I like things done my way. And as I began to get a little bit aggravated, I heard the words that my son said to me one day. As I walked up and took a pressure washer out of his hands, I said, do it like this. He looked at me and said, do it yourself, Dad, because obviously I can't do it good enough to satisfy you. And that's exactly the way God feels about us sometimes. When we walk up and we take the victory away from God and we go, I got this, God. And God says, well, do it yourself then. You think you can do it any better? Go right ahead. But you'll be back. You'll be back and you'll be asking me for help, I promise you. You know, I love the fact that I don't have to fight the battles no more. I don't have to fight the battles. I might get a little bit agitated and my skin might get a little bit rough once in a while, but I don't have to fight the battles no more. I don't have to fight the battles with my wife in discussions anymore. I don't have to. God's already got it. My wife don't have to fight the battles with me in discussion anymore because God's already got it. And the best part about it is you folks get to see the victory of it all. That's the most amazing thing about the way God works is the fact that when he's blessing somebody, Brother Bo, when you're blessed, I'm supposed to be blessed. When you're blessed, I'm supposed to be rejoicing at your blessing, not going, well, there goes God blessing Brother Bo again. When's my turn? That's not what being sold out to God is all about. That's not what being surrendered to the Lord. Just so you know, the message that I had for you tonight was called the White Flag Surrender. When you surrender yourself to the will of God, these scriptures become alive in your life. You don't have to worry about it no more. When you read, my grandfather used to say, you read the Bible through and through, and every time you do, it's going to talk to you. There is nothing worse than somebody that says, I've read the Bible through 15 times, and you still live the same way you did. You read it, but you're not applying it. So therefore, that's what these scriptures are telling me. You don't have to fight the battle. I don't know why I keep saying that. You don't have to fight the battle. Maybe somebody in here is really facing some trying times other than Sister Tonjes and Sister Gail, because we all got things we're going through. But you don't have to fight the battle, folks. Victory's already been won. Sister Laney, the victory's already been won. You don't have to fight the battle. Just sit back and enjoy it. Enjoy what's coming your way. It's an amazing thing that we try to take control. We have to be the ones that are in control. You know, I often think about the pioneers, is what I call them, forerunners, elders, whatever you want to call them. I often think about the battles that they had to fight to prove to me that God was real. And then I think about the ones that was before them and the fights and the battles that they had to go through to prove to them that God was real. I can't imagine not knowing God in my life. I can't even begin to imagine it anymore. I can't imagine not knowing that when we come in this place and we lift up our hands and the Spirit of God begins to pour out like the latter rain, and it touches people's hearts and minds and souls and begins to deliver people and begins to break chains off of things that are bothering you and begins to move aside the weights that easily beset you and begins to deliver your mind into a purer way of thinking, to where you're not thinking about all the things you used to think about, and the way that it begins to deliver your lips and your words, they're coming out and they're a lot more cleaner and they're a lot more devoted, and they're a lot more understanding to the will of God, and they're a lot more understandable to the people around you. You know, the Word of God says, when you find favor in the eyes of man, you found favor in the eyes of God. Where are we at when we're not trying to find favor with man? We're standing against the will of God. That's awful. That's an awful, awful thing to think that I'm not trying to find favor in your eyes. And it's not for my glory, it's for God's glory. I just read that to you, not for our glory, God, but for your glory. The one thing I used to say, and I never will utter these words again. When I was a youth pastor, I used to say, I don't care if I make it to heaven or not, but if I can guide one soul to heaven, I did my job here. But I'm telling you right now, I recant that. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss that victory dance on the streets of gold when it's my time to go, and I don't have to worry about God saying, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. Folks, I can't get it across to you enough. When my wife was in the hospital and the battle was bleak and I thought I had to be the one to make the phone calls all the time, I thought I had to be the one praying all the time, I thought I had to be the one bugging people all the time. And all along, God had it in his hand and said, hey, it's going to be okay. But because God didn't do it right away, doubt began to swell up in Brother Carl's spirit. And I began to doubt if God was going to bring my wife home. And thank God I had a young man that stood in the pulpit and preached to me one night and said, I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what they say. My mom is coming home to us. That gave me the biggest boost that I ever seen in my life. Sister Tonjes, just don't worry about it, because it's going to be okay. Sister Gail, don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Brother Timmy, don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Just accept the fact that it's going to be okay, and God can do the rest. If we get out of the way of God, we get in the way of God. I know that's a tongue twister. That's a twirling of words. But when I'm not in the way, I'm in the way. If I'm not doing what God's asking me to do, or getting out of the way and letting God do what God needs to do to make the thing happen, then I'm in the way of what God's trying to do. You know, right now I got a mom laying at home that's sick and running a fever right now. I know God's going to do it. God's got it. It's going to be okay. She's going to be fine. She's going to be absolutely fine. And when we understand, that, then we can say we've taken that next step in our life as to understanding God a little clearer. You know, I'm going to share this for the glory of God. My dad was up at this altar the other day praying, and there was a man in this church that walked up and knelt down beside him and started praying with him. He didn't tell me this, my mom did, so I knew my dad really thought highly of that. He said, He told my mom, he said, you know, Peg, he said, it was the most beautiful thing I ever heard in my life. He said, that man was speaking in tongues, and it was just coming as fluent as can be. And he said, I went away from there feeling like, wow. Blown out of the water, wow. And you know what? I've watched God do so many great things in people's life and go, wow, that's just like God. You know, I had a buddy one time. I called him, and I said, Bill, it's amazing. I can't believe this happened. And it was something to do with Kim, and I told him what took place. He said, why would you say that to me? And I'm like, what in the world are you talking about? He said, me, a sinner, I can say that. He said, you, a called child of God, you shouldn't have no doubt that God's going to do what you're going to do for you. I'm like, you know, you're absolutely right. Corrected by a man that didn't even go to church. You think God can't work through people sometimes, and you go, wow. I'm telling you, you go, wow, when God does what God does. I love each and every one of you in here. This may not have been a barn burner message to you, but it's what God told me to tell you. It's what God told me to give you. And maybe if I'm lucky, the next time I get to speak, I'll get to speak the message that I've been planning on speaking. And that's okay if I don't. I would rather follow God's will than anything else. I would rather let God lead the service. You know, Brother Chris and I, we were sitting here talking after service the other day, and he said, you know, it blew my mind the way God just took over like that. He said, I hope Pastor don't get mad at me for not preaching. And I said, I'm going to tell you something. If you want me to be honest with you, Pastor John's going to be 10 times more proud of you because you're a man of God that he don't have to worry about no more. You know when to step out of the way and let God do what God does. See, we can make a mess of things so easily when we don't listen. We can make a mess of things so easily when we don't fast, when we don't pray, when we don't read, we don't study, we don't show ourselves approved, we don't do the things that God's called us to do, we make a mess of things. I have absolutely no doubt, and I'm going to look each and every one of you in the eye tonight, I have absolutely no doubt that whatever you are facing, God is going to deliver you. God is going to bring it through. And whatever's coming down your way in the next little while, I have no doubt that God's going to bring you through, Sister Nicole. God's going to set a path. He's going to light things up. And he's going to show you, I'm the God, you're just a servant. I'm the one that makes things happen. You just get to be the beneficiary of what I do. There's nothing, let's face it, folks. There's nothing better than somebody else doing the work and you getting to kick back and enjoy the fruits of the labor. I mean, just be honest. There's nothing better than that. I love sitting back and being fed by the Word of God. I love it when the pastor gets up here and gets everybody all excited or one of the other ministers get up here and get everybody all excited. I love it. I can sit back there and be fed and be just as happy because I didn't have to study out the message. They did. I just get to be the beneficiary of it. It's a beautiful thing to understand the way of God. The deeper we get, folks, I'm going to be honest with you. The deeper you get, the harder your battles. The harder your battles. Don't think the enemy's going to let you lay there and be comfortable all the time. He's not going to be. That's his job. But the fear of the Lord is the trust of the Lord. When you fear God, you trust God because you don't have no other choice. You know, when things go bump in the night, the first thing my wife does is says, Carl, get up and see what that is. Because she knows I'm going to get up and take care of it 80% of the time, maybe 85% of the time. There's probably, the other time I'll say, hey, Kim, you know that noise. You go take a look at it. It'll be all right. But most of the time, Brother Paul, I'll jump up and I'll go investigate. So when we come to the altar and we pour out our hearts and say, God, there's a noise in my life. I need you to investigate it. I need you to investigate it. God's going, I got this. Just sit back and watch out. Let me do what I got to do. I love each and every one of you. I'm going to be honest with you. I thank God for the new people that's coming in. I thank God because God is adding to our church. I thank God because they may not see it, but I already see victories. I've already seen the victories, and I've already seen some of the battles and the struggles that they faced, but they stayed true to God. I watched Sister Amy go through losing her brother that was like a son to her, but she made it. It was a struggle, but she made it because she trusted in God. She knew that God had this. God was going to do this. And I'm a firm believer that God moves you in places and puts you in places and at a certain time in your life because he knows that the people around you, they don't have the power to get you through what you're going through. So you got to be surrounded with like-minded people. And those people go, hey, I got this. When you come up here and you're lined up down this highway and there's a bunch of people standing up here praying over you, guess what? We're fighting a battle for you. Or when you make a prayer announcement across the monitor and you hear people back there praying for other people, you're going, guess what? They're fighting the battle for you. They're going to the throne room of God. I remember the pastor telling me one time, he said, we're going to rock the floors of heaven for Kim. And man, I'm telling you right now, we went to prayer that day, and man, you would have thought for sure I was going to get a phone call that night, and they said, hey, this is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Kim's off the ventilator. She's doing great. Matter of fact, we're going to send her home. That's how powerful that prayer was. It didn't happen for a while, but that didn't mean the prayer power didn't happen. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. You know, I was the last one to become a grandpa in this place. My little brothers and my sister, they all had grandkids before I did. And when my little granddaughter comes up and she says, Papa, and she holds up her hands, man, this old heart just goes. And it's like, that's the greatest thing ever. And I can only imagine what God does when we come up to him and we hold up our hands and we say, Papa, Papa, I need your help. Papa, I got a battle I'm facing I can't win. Papa, I got a situation in my life I can't control. Papa, I got a situation that's out of my hands and I don't know which way to go. Papa, give me some guidance. Papa, help me. Papa, lead me. Jesus, lead me and guide me. I don't know how else to sum it up other than tell you, you got victory. You got victory. Victory's already there. Victory's already made it. You've already, exactly, Brother Don, all you got to do is claim it. Claim the victory and let God be the victor. Because I promise you, he will work it out. He will always work it out. There's been so many situations in my life that I tried to work out, tried to figure out, and then had to step back and go, okay, I don't got it no more. My finances, I was horrible at managing my finances. I couldn't get money situations straightened out for nothing. And if you ask Kim, she'll tell you sometimes I still do. But I'm a lot better than I used to be. And you know what? I don't have to go to my mom to ask her to pray for me no more in situations in my life. I go to God for myself now. Don't get me wrong. I love having my mom as a prayer warrior beside me. But I don't have to go to mom to get an answer no more because God gives me my answers because now the Bible says when you were a child, you thought as a child, but when you became a man, you put away childish things. You put away those childish things. I love being held accountable to God. I might stumble once in a while, folks, and I might fail once in a while, but I still love being accountable to God. I still love knowing that I can still go to the throne room and his mercies far outweigh my sin. They far outweigh my sin. His mercies are forever and ever. So don't think of it as a battle. Right now, convince yourself it's a victory. God's got this. God's got this, and God will take care of you. God will answer your prayers. I promise you. He will answer your prayers. And when he don't answer your prayers in the way that you want him to, please still give God the glory for the prayer. Still give God the glory for the victory. Because I know right now the way the enemy does, the enemy will slip in and say, well, where is your God? Just like I just read to you. Where is your God? Why didn't he answer your prayer the way you wanted him to? Well, he did. He answered it the way he had to, not the way I needed him to. He took care of the situation. I just got to learn that he did it, not me. There's many times that God didn't answer my prayers like I wanted him to. When I was driving down the road, begging God to spare my son's life, and I heard the Spirit of God say to me, stop praying, my will's done. I knew what the next outcome was going to be, Sister Lucy. I knew what I was going to be facing when I got to that accident scene. I knew what was going to transpire. But God already prepared me. I got this. So I'm going to leave you with this. Victory. We've all got victory already over all situations in our life and over everything that the enemy throws our way. Victory is yours. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord tonight.